We tried something new with taking things on the road, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, and it worked out for us really well on Staten Island. TIs, by the way, are funded entirely by donations to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund. The event was held in partnership with the Louisiana Region 5 STEM Center. It kicks off the summer roadshow sessions. Another is planned in Kilgore, Texas, and at the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Lab in Maryland. At Solar Cycle 25 peaks, the sun has been busy. A series of coronal mass ejections has thrown HF propagation for a roller coaster ride this last week. While the medium and lower HF bands suffer, there's still hope for successful operating during times of solar storms. The 6-meter band has been quite active. Reports of phone contacts to Europe from East Coast hams and great digital activity on 6 meters from elsewhere have filled the ham radio social media space. All of this is just in time for the ARRL International Digital Contest, the weekend of June 7th and 8th. Great opportunity for stations capable of operating using digital modes, except for RTTY. Join in on the contest fun. You don't need to have a big contest station to participate, even as stations with simple wire antennas can work some exciting DX. Power categories are QRP, 5 watts PEP transmitter output or less, and low power, 100 watts PEP transmitter output. There is no high power category for this event, so even modest stations are on an even playing field with the other participants. ARRL Education and Learning Support Specialist Max Friedman, N4ML, is an active contester. He's looking forward to the contest and sees it as a great hedge against an active sun. The ARRL Digital Contest is always a ton of fun, and it's especially a great opportunity to practice SO2R. And if you're not familiar with that term, SO2R is short for Single Operator, Two Radios. You can visit for more information, ARRL.org, ARRL-Digital-Contest, for full rules and details. 13 Colonies 2025, a popular summer operating event, will take place less than a month from now, on July 1st from 9 a.m. to July 7th midnight Eastern Daylight Time. This year, the event will honor founder Ken Villone, KU2US, who is passing the torch to Tony Jones, N4ATJ. Villone has led the event for 16 years by working with state and bonus station coordinators and has grown from making approximately 12,000 contacts in 2009